Hello friends, this is Brent Vernon. Today I want to share a song with you that I wrote during a time in my life when I was reaching for the stars, but all I could find was the lowest branch of the nearest tree. This is The Seeds of a Song.
The Seeds of a Song.
The Seeds of a Song.
Have you ever had a goal that you wanted to meet so badly that it consumed you day in and day out, yet somehow, no matter how hard you worked or how long you planned, you just couldn't seem to get it off the ground? A dream, a career, or an accomplishment that just was not to be. Well, I think most of us know the crushing disappointment, the frustration of falling short of goals. Well, sometimes I think that these disappointments like this really do require us to consider a bigger picture. When I was a kid and things didn't work out as planned, my mother would often say, "Disappointments are good for us." Oh, I just despised hearing that. There I was, an emotional wreck. Those words just did not help me feel any better. The fact is, however, she wasn't completely wrong. Disappointments do help us to develop more realistic expectations, and if we learn from our mistakes, our chances of succeeding are certainly better. The lyrics of today's songs are straightforward. It's an unashamed declaration that, guess what? I want to fly. I really do. I'm tired of feeling bolted to the ground with all this ambition and no way to make good use of it. I want to ride the wind, see where it takes me. I want to drink it in, see what it makes me. Well, you may be wondering if this song relates to my faith in any way. Most of my songs do, and this one does as well. First of all, I'm so thankful that many of the goals and dreams that I had never came to be. They were selfish. They were short-sighted. They were wasteful. The Bible says that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Second, the Bible also says that one of these days, Jesus will return. He's coming for the faithful, those who have believed in him and accepted his gift of forgiveness and grace, and from there to heaven. And, you know, I realize that to many, that sounds really sensational. And I admit, I don't understand how it's all going to happen. I really don't. But we must be ready. And that's the big picture. So as we listen to this song, let's consider the fact that if you belong to God's family, you're going to fly one day, you really are, on the wings of your Creator.
I have an itch, it's a kind of ambition. I want to sail through the endless blue. Is it a call or a cause or a mission? Or only something that I want to do? Either way, I'm planted here on the ground. I feel the ball and chain. Don't understand the thing that's holding me down. I know I can't complain. No, I can't complain. No. Creator, when he returns to take me out of here, oh, until he comes, I'm planted here on the ground. I feel the ball and chain. Don't understand the thing that's holding me down. I know I can't complain. No, I can't complain. And no, no, I want to fly now. I want to soar now. I want to go somewhere I've never been before now. But I'll be patient till the day I can take to the sky. I wanna fly.
I wanna fly.
I wanna ride the wind, see where it takes me. I wanna drink it in, see what it makes me. I wanna comprehend how it feels to touch the heavens, touch the stars. I wanna fly now. I wanna soar now. I wanna go somewhere I've never been before now.
I want to go somewhere I've never been before now. Have you ever felt that way? I have a few friends who are big dreamers, and I just love the optimism and creativity that goes into new visions and lofty plans. I really do. But let me say this to you today. Keep dreaming, but like everything else in life, make sure that those dreams are always in harmony with God's Word. And if they don't work out as you hope, we have a greater hope to look forward to in the next life. And my mind honestly just can't quite grasp how wonderful it's going to be when we all take to the sky. Hey, I would love to hear from you. You can contact me through my website at brentvernon.com. There you can find out where I'll be in concert, what I'm up to, and a whole bunch of other stuff. You can even find my music on iTunes.
This program has been a production of Live Hope and Sound Broadcasting.